Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
I'd just gotten back from this conference in Chicago where I'd had a lot of fun. And about a week after I'd gotten back, I started having some problems down below.
It started hurting when I went to the bathroom. And I was always kind of concerned that my girlfriend would be cheating on me, or had been cheating on me. So I went to her live journal, and I just started reading all her friends' pages. And she had this one friend who mentioned in one of his entries about how he had gonorrhea. And he was almost like bragging about it. And I got really freaked out, and I went right onto WebMD.
So I enter in my symptoms of drowsiness, headache,
and drowsiness.
Discharge. Urinary pain. And I click search, and I get a full frontal of this woman with gonorrhea. And I just think to myself, oh my God, my life is over. I'm never going to be able to be close to anyone ever again.
I just sat back in my chair, and I realized my life is over.
It was pretty intense to be staring at this image, and my eyes kind of naturally wandered away at the Google ads that were to the right, and the first thing really popped out at me. It said, you know, got an STD? We can help. Click here.
And I clicked on it, and it was this amazing website. It was called incurableromantic.com.
Incurable Romantic is, it's a lot like Friendster, only in Incurable Romantic, the links are a little more telling.
It was kind of like MySpace, except it only had people with STDs.
They have, you know, 800,000 plus members. Over 25 STDs are represented. I'm thinking, like, wow, this is just a really nice online community of people like me.
So I figure, you know, what the hell do I have to lose? It's free to sign up. So put in a username, Tom, password, all that stuff, and I have to fill out a profile. In order to do that, I have to answer a bunch of questions.
Describe yourself.
Tall, blonde, hazel eyes. I like movies.
I'm blonde, you know, slender, blue-eyed.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a long-term, emotionally healthy relationship.
Someone who's romantic, someone who's true to me.
What's the maximum number of STDs that you'll accept in a partner?
One.
One was enough right now.
Are you a risk-taker?
No.
No.
When I finished answering all these questions, I hit submit, and then I got to a place where it said you can upload an image of yourself and, you know, go for, like, the pro account for $89.95.
I mean, obviously, I'm done with Linda, so I decided to go for it, pay the $89.95.
And then I start browsing. You know, when I uploaded a picture, I uploaded a picture of my face.
I did a search. There was a little search you could do based on all the criteria that you would put in. And just one person came up.
So I'm on, like, guy number 4, who has, like, 3 STDs, when all of a sudden, an instant message pops up.
After a few days, we had been instant messaging and talking on the phone and emailing back and forth.
We decided to meet.
I said, why don't we meet at the TGIF right near my house.
I arrive at TGIF, and he's there. He's very good looking. And we have a few laughs. It's a little bit awkward. And I'm just thinking, like, wow, you know, this is my first date after I was so sad and depressed and thinking, you know, my life is over with this disease. And already things are going so well. But
when I met Jill at TGIF, it felt like someone had shoved a hot poker up my urethra. I really liked her, and I really wanted to make a good impression on her, but I was totally blowing it.
You know, I could tell that he was in a lot of pain throughout this date. I mean, he was going to the bathroom all the time, and at the end of every sentence that he spoke, it would just be like, eh. And so finally, you know, it was an uncomfortable subject, but we both realized we had to talk about, you know. And I asked him, you know, have you seen anyone yet? And he said no.
And I asked her if she had been to a doctor, and she said no. So we decided that why don't I go, and then we'll have another day later on, and I can report back to her about what it's like.
So besides Tom, I'd been getting a lot of email responses as soon as I put up my profile. And, you know, most of them had more than one disease. They had two or three, or, you know, one guy had 20. But there was this one guy, Barry, and he just had herpes. And he seemed very handsome and nice, and he could only meet on the same night that I was meeting Tom. And so I kind of, you know, double booked them. I figured, you know, if things went really well with Tom, I could just cancel on Barry.
I don't have to wait very long in the emergency room before the doctor comes to see me. And the doctor checks me out and says, this is a very severe case. Why didn't you come in earlier? And I said, well, I really just wasn't psychologically ready yet. You know, I just discovered that I had the disease, and I was still coming to terms with the fact that I would be having it for the rest of my life. And the doctor looks at me and says, what are you talking about? Gonorrhea is curable. And I just was in total shock. I was ecstatic. And he just sits down, writes me a prescription for contramoxazole, and I walk out of the hospital, free man. And of course, the first thing that comes into my mind is to call this great girl that I just met, who I have this great connection with.
So I'm sitting at TGIF with Barry, and we're hitting it off, and it's really great. You know, he's very good looking, very funny. You know, it seems like he really knows how to deal with his disease, and it's very encouraging. And then my cell phone rings, and I have a text message. So I discreetly open up my phone, and I read this message from Tom, and it says,
GONH is curable, call me ASAP for real.
And I had no idea how to react. I just thought, you know, is this a joke? Is this some cruel, you know, did he go to the doctor and find out that he's dying, and in his last moments he just, like, decides to totally jerk me around? So I excuse myself, and I go to the bathroom, and I give Tom a call. And I talked to him, and he's like, no, you know, I have this prescription for contramoxazole, and you should come to the hospital right now and pick up the same prescription, and we'll be okay together. So I didn't know how to face Barry and his herpes out of the table. So I just climbed out the window and caught a cab to the hospital.
After we left the hospital together, we had this really romantic moment where we both took the contramoxazole together. Same time. And that's just one of those magical moments that stay with you, you know?
So I thought that this was some kind of sign, like, you know, we're really meant to be together. We're going through this crazy experience together. But once the gonorrhea was gone, so was the spark. And we're still together, but I think I need to see other people.
I think she's the one for me.
How little we know, how much to discover, what chemical forces flow from lover to lover. How little we understand what touches off that tingle. That sudden explosion when two tingles intermingle.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt.